Yeah, just for the record, I have no opinion or anything. I'm not trying to insinuate anything. I just know, if you know that repeater there, the smart one, and Bob, I can't recall his call sign offhand right now, but Bob manages it, that is one of the operators of it and takes care of it and keeps it running. So hopefully they won't interfere with each other, depending on where you guys put an antenna to work in the ER, I assume. But not to interrupt you guys too long, I just thought I'd jump in, say good evening, happy 4th of July, and hope your weekend turns out nice, KE4ZYQ.
I appreciate that there, Joe, and yeah, we'll do our best to make sure that they don't interfere. A lot has to do with Henry Ford. They've got they've got final say because it's their building, and they determine where things get put and what happens with the equipment and stuff like that. So we'll see. I'm supposed to be meeting with their coordinator next week, so we'll have a little more information and heads up on what they want. But appreciate you chiming in there, Joe. Have a good 4th of July. Stay safe. And also stay cool. It's definitely a warm one. So.
Yeah, one last thing. I signed, but one last thing I just remembered to mention to you guys, whoever does it. If you go up and set up a unit or antenna power system for whatever repeater you put up there, be aware that the smart repeater Bob had to fix one day, somebody inadvertently unplugged the power source from the outlet from the repeater and forgot to plug it back in because they used the power source. So he had to put a sign by that, do not unplug. So good luck at all you do, though, and all you guys are putting into it to get that thing running. So thanks again. KE4ZYQ on the side.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure we'll have to keep it monitored, but it's all right. We'll get things figured out here once we get chatting with them and kind of find out what they want to do. But I appreciate it there, Joe. And I'm going to turn it back over to NAWCB. This is KEYNU.